It's another tequila.
No, it's not just another one.
I think I need a drink of doodle-doo.
Drinking again.
All right, let's wheel in the beverage cart. It's that time.
Yeah. What are we making, Susie?
Today we are making the Fleming's $100 margarita. This is top shelf margarita. And the Fleming's locations around town, they have them throughout the weekend for Cinco de Mayo. And what we're going to use is, what makes this so good is you're using an Herradura Selección Suprema Tequila, which is like $160 a bottle retail. And then also a Grand Marnier Cuvée de Santerre, which is a 100-year Grand Marnier. It's $150 a bottle. And then the other stuff that you usually use in a margarita. So the great thing about this is they also brought me the Baccarat crystal glasses. And they're in this box here.
We are going high class today.
They're beautiful.
Baccarat. Don't break them.
I know. They're going to come and get them later. So when you buy the drink, you get the glass with it. Or you can just get the drink in a regular glass and they charge you half price.
We only have two of the Baccarat.
Yeah, the other ones we're just having to use ourselves. Okay, so
who gets them?
You do.
Okay, right.
It's the Dean and Rod show. So what you do is you rim them with salt and gold flakes. So I have here a mixture of salt and actual gold flakes.
We've had gold flakes in drinks before. I'm always hesitant.
I'm always worried about my colon. It's highly sensitive, and the gold flakes could wreak havoc.
They're going to shred your colon.
On the other hand, you know, I keep hearing that we're supposed to buy gold right now. I may save my stool afterwards.
Yeah, these are not gold nuggets. They're gold flakes. They're soft. They're
There's probably not enough to go through that trouble.
Okay.
I'm William Devane. Buy gold.
Yeah. Save your stool.
Move that kind of out of the way. Okay. Then you want to put some ice into the glass, which I always, you know, it's always a little shaky after you put the salt on the rim to put ice in the glass. But
careful. Ooh.
Okay, then you get a shaker with ice. And what you're going to use, first of all, is this Selección Suprema de Herradura tequila, which is very expensive.
Stop doing that.
For a shot of this, it's like $45 or so if you're going to get it at the bar. Okay, and you put in 2 ounces. And like I said, they want this bottle back.
They want everything back. We get that.
Susie, you're trembling.
I know, I am. This smells so good. A little overpour in there.
They're not getting much back, I don't know.
No, they're not. No, it's
literally
like barely.
Like a finger at the bottom of the
bottle. And I'm worried because the shaker leaks, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to be very, very, very
careful.
Yeah,
you better shake gently. This is too expensive.
Do we have any, like a bucket that we could have underneath to capture?
A slop bucket that we'll drink from too. Okay, then you get your Grand Marnier, and this is the Grand Marnier Cuvée de Centurion, which is like 100 year old.
Look at the color of that.
It's beautiful. It has the silver wax thing on it.
Goldish, reddish color.
Yeah, it's like $150 for the bottle retail. And you're going to put in a half an ounce. So I'm going to do 2 ounces because there's 4. Oh, it's beautiful.
I could not afford these bottles. Could I get them in mini bottle form?
No, they don't come in a mini bottle.
I can't get tiny for.
You can go to the bar and buy the shot if you want. Okay, then you put in a 1/4 ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, which I squeezed the limes earlier. So I'm going to put, thank you.
Where's the mic?
Oh, that's leaking.
Okay.
Well, we don't care about the lime juice.
We don't care about the lime juice. Then you get some simple syrup and you put in 1/2 ounce of simple syrup.
Did you put enough lime juice in? Because it didn't look like you added a lot.
There's not a whole lot in there. Okay. Yeah. 3/4 ounce.
Yeah, often people use too much lime juice.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. Simple syrup.
Okay.
The $100 margarita plus tax.
You know, I'm gonna look back and do my math of the. Yep, I did good on the lime juice.
Okay.
Just double checking myself because you questioned it.
I don't want to both to spit this.
All right. Then you shake it up. Of course, you shake it until it's really cold. It means you have a frost developing on the outside
sort of
the
gently
shaker.
Gently swirling it. You don't
want to leak.
You don't want to leak.
I don't want to.
Okay.
And this is it. You strain it.
I'm just guessing there's just no way we can possibly spit this.
Yeah, unless
you tell Fleming's that we have a rating that is either spit or swallow.
Yeah, and actually they said you've had two spits in a row, so this one better be good. That's why they called me.
Everyone feels like you're due here for a good one.
Right. Everybody. And if you can't make this work, we may just have to cancel the feature.
Yeah,
You know what? I agree.
After last week's show, we placed this feature on double secret probation.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now, if this one isn't any good, you can fire me.
Wow.
I'll fire myself.
All right, the $100 margarita. Here we go, down the hatch.
Down the hatch. Cheers, big ears.
Salute.
It's a good margarita.
Oh, yeah.
It's magical. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing not to like about this. Es muy bueno.
Sí, it is very good.
I often just taste these and I don't drink the whole drink because I must keep my wits about me for the show. But I am
going to make an exception.
I'm going to consume every drop of this.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will eat so good.
Wow.
And I will eat the ice cubes.
I've never had a better margarita, I don't think.
Yeah.
Truly, truly true. Thank you, George, from Fleming's. Wow. You can go and get him this whole weekend. This is delicious.
All right. We've got a winner here.
You know, I've got my son's wedding, and I'm supposed to take that margarita machine up. Maybe I'll just take this bottle instead.
There's not enough there for the whole wedding.